Talking to Coach Steve Turnin today, head track and field coach for the Osborne Lady Bulldogs. Coach, you got 10 young ladies going to Wichita to state track and field meet this weekend. It's been quite a year. You've won most every event, including the NPL and your own track and field meet at Osborne. Just kind of talk in general about how the girls have done this year.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun with these girls, just for the fact from the start of the season. I mean, you knew we were going to be pretty good, but they've just continued to get better and better and better, and they definitely peaked at the right time at regionals last week, so it's been a lot of fun.
Coach Steve Turnin, the gold is yours to be had, and the girls, and the team title could be had, but we're going to start with the girls 800 and the 4x800 relay. Senior Addison Poor ran a 2:22.2 and has had quite a year at the 800, hadn't been beat, and then the 4x800 just recently dropped down below the 10-minute mark. Raya Berg-Shelley, Kate Kindig, Levy Reiner, and Addison Poor. First of all, talk about the senior Addison Poor, both in the 800 meter and the 4x8.
You know, Addie's just really impressed me. I mean, pretty much all 4 years, but especially this year. You didn't know which way she's going to go. I mean, she's strong. She works hard. She does everything that you ask her to do, and she just continued to get better and better and better. And I mean, each meet she's a little stronger. And so far, knock on wood, we've stayed injury free. We've always, in our 4x8s, our distance runners, just last few years, we've had a lot of just little nagging injuries, and so far we've stayed free of that, so that's been good. But no, I'm just very impressed with all the things that Addie does. In fact, like I said, she's never satisfied, and I kind of say that a lot. Don't get complacent that you did this, you did that. Let's just continue to get better. She's definitely bought into that.
Well, Coach, you got 4x400 relay team that got third at the regional, and then as we talked about, the 4x800 team. Just kind of talk about making up the relay teams, how you do that, and then how they all finish down the stretch, and what you expect on Saturday at the state track and field championship in Wichita.
Yeah, usually, I mean, at the beginning of the year, you've got an idea, and this year I knew we had some good young girls that can run pretty well, so we do what we've done every year, but it's just never really separated. They've all stayed pretty close. I mean, to start out, first week of practice, we'll run, you know, basically as far as you can. I put them on splits that they try to get so far in so much time for like a minute and a half, and I just see where everybody ends up, and boy, a lot of times you can just throw a blanket over them. I mean, they're just that close together, and it's kind of stayed that way all year as far as the times, the splits. So if somebody wasn't running a relay, they might run the open quarter or the open 800, and still their split in the time that they ran in those events were still very similar to everybody else. So it's actually kind of been tough trying to figure out who's going to be in and who's going to be out. But I think we've worked through all that, and I think we've got our best people out there, and the ones that have run a lot this year will be the alternates in case something does happen. But yes, so I feel good about it.
Talk a little bit about your 4x400 team. They've really improved the last couple of weeks. Who all's on that 4x400 team?
That's Gentry Reiner, Cameron Taylor, Levy Reiner, and Addison Poor. And like I said, we've had others. Claire Mix ran that a lot of the year. And like I said, her time's not that much different than anybody else. I just say tracks, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to coach track, because they time everything you do. You know, they either measure how far you throw it, how far you jump, or how fast you run. And so we just basically by the end of the year go by the times, and whoever's got the fastest ones run the relays. And so it's been very close, but that relay in particular is just one that's kind of come out of nowhere. And they're doing so most of the year, and then towards the end of the year, boy, they really turned it on and put themselves in a good position.
Well, Coach, with 10 girls, it takes several different events. We talked a little bit about the relay, talked about Addison Poor, but you've really got some individuals that have really stepped it up, not only at the beginning of the year, but late in the year here. Raya Berticelli, we all know, is a great runner, and she's improved her time and helps on the 4x800, but Osborne hasn't always been known for their hurdlers. They've had a few here and there, more sprinters and distance people, but you've got three young ladies going to run the 100-meter hurdles, 300-meter hurdles, and Claire Eilert, Claire Mick, and Gentry Reiner, and it's certainly awesome, and a lot of people's favorite events is those 300-meter hurdles, even though they're grueling, and the quick-speed 100-meter hurdles. Talk about your hurdlers for the Lady Dogs this year.
They're another one, especially our 100 hurdlers. Is about halfway through the year, I said, if by weight relays we're not three stepping them, we'll come up with some different events that we can do, because you're not going to compete at a high level by not three stepping. And it's kind of funny, I gave them some alternatives and they must not like the alternatives, because from basically Beloit on, they've been able to three step each flat hurdles, and there again, they've just gotten better and better and better. And the regional we were at was very tough in the hurdles. I mean, one of our girls, Gentry, got seventh at the regionals, and still her time was fast enough to make it to state with the new rule that they put in. So that really helped us. But no, they've continued to improve.
Well, Coach, you've got three other girls at individual events. Ashlyn Schultz, 5'2", at the regional for third in the high jump. And you said about the new qualifying rule, Levy Reiner made it in the discus, 124.10. And then your standard for the throwing events the last 4 years has been Grace Williams. She threw 38.1, got second. Kind of talk about those three young ladies scoring points and how they've improved, especially the last month.
Ashlyn's kind of had an up and down year in the high jump, and I mean, she's been a great high jumper since she's been in high school. I mean, I think she's made it state both years, and last year placed pretty high, and has just done some things. She had a little slump as we got in the middle of the year this year, but she definitely rebounded at the right time and did well at regionals, well enough to make it to state. And you know, at state anything can happen, so it's kind of a mantra we go in with. Levy's kind of the same deal. She's always been right there in the discus. And then she picked a great time to throw her farthest throw ever, which was at the regionals. Like I say, they've just peaked at the right time at a great throw there, which she got fourth, but I think is sitting like sixth overall. So that's a good thing. And Grace William, the senior for last, she's been a constant in the shot put, and she kind of went through a little slump this year where she just kind of stuck at the same distance, which wasn't her best, and then picked a great time to throw her a good one at regionals to make it state. So looking forward to watching all three of those guys compete.
Coach, when you have a couple of 2 mile or distance runners, 3,200 runners, and Kate Kendig and Raya Berticelli, they're already in shape for the 2 mile. So then you throw them into the 800, they've got one heck of a kick. Just kind of talk about those two transitioning from the 3,200 to the 800 relay.
You know, Raya's kind of always wanted to do the 800, I think, and we've tried to get her in there a couple times, and just either she wasn't feeling up to it, or just something had happened that day that it didn't work out for her to run the open 800. But you know, she's one that she's got good speed, just pretty athletic. I mean, can run at a decent pace and then keep that up for a long time. So she's obviously helped our 4x8 as well as the track team with the 2 mile. And then Kate's kind of the same way. She's tried to do the mile all year, the 2 mile and the 4x8, which that's kind of asking a lot. So most meets when it was hot or really windy, or they just zip them right along, you know, without much rest. And she's done a good job and just gotten better and better and better as the year's gone. So I'm really looking forward to watching them run this weekend.
Well, Coach, in football, it's pretty well cut and dried who wins the championship. You know, things have to go right for you. You know, you've got the athletes. A lot of times, you know, you're going to win the championship, sometimes in basketball. But when you take 10 girls to the state track meet in 1A, you really don't know what's going to happen. You know that you've got some girls that are capable of winning the gold. You know, some girls that are going to sneak in then and throw their best. But it's really kind of a crapshoot what happens on Friday and Saturday, who wins the individuals and the team titles, isn't it?
Yep, no doubt. I mean, I've seen a lot of strange things happen. So yes, I mean, there's always a chance. I would definitely say we're an underdog as far as the team title goes. Some of these teams are just very deep. And you know, the days of one or two athletes winning the state championship have kind of gone by the wayside when somebody goes and wins four golds and somebody picks up a few points here and there. But, you know, like I said, I couldn't even, well, I could guess because I figured it up, but I'm not going to say what I guessed. But our points that on paper look like we'll get, we scored 30 more points than that at the regional than what I thought we would. So if we just keep stepping up, you never know.
Well, Coach, best of luck Friday and Saturday, and bring home the gold in all the events. Get that definitely top three, and hopefully state championship.
That would be great. Thank you.